You're listening to Gold Bar Career, your podcast for leveling up yourself. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. We'll be discussing why you should invest in gold, especially now in times of a major crisis. President Trump approved the biggest economic relief plan in history worth $2 trillion to send money to Americans and reduce unemployment, among other things. All this money being printed can cause the dollar to be worth less because of inflation, which increases the price of goods and services in the economy. Precious metals such as gold and silver are a storage of value. In other words, they are not affected by inflation and keep your purchasing power in the long term, unlike paper money, which loses purchasing power over time. Also, contrary to stocks and bonds, there is a finite amount of precious metals in the world and they tend to do very well during recessions, especially gold. This makes them more valuable. The problem people seem to have with gold is that they think that they are unproductive assets, which means that they do not create wealth. Which is true, they do not give dividends or monthly payments like stocks or real estate, but that is not the point of gold. It should not be looked upon as an investment, but rather an insurance or storage of value. There are lots of precious metal advocates such as Peter Schiff, who predicted the 2008 financial crisis, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Mike Maloney, founder of GoldSilver.com. I actually highly recommend everyone to watch Mike Maloney's Hidden Secrets of Money series on YouTube. It's excellent for understanding the true value of money, which, as you'll find out, isn't the paper money we're currently using, but gold and silver. These are a few examples of people who advise everyone to have some gold and silver in their portfolio. Gold has been around for millennia, with the first coins appearing around 800 BC, and has shaped the economy of civilizations and cultures all around the world, and it is still highly used today. In 1934, with the introduction of the Gold Reserve Act, gold was officially illegal to hold in the United States. Citizens were required to surrender all gold in exchange for US dollars, making investing in gold extremely difficult, if not impossible, and those who did not invest in it had to conceal or hold the gold with the hope of not being caught. This all changed in 1971, the year President Richard Nixon took the US dollar off the gold standard. The US dollar was not backed by gold anymore, it was officially fiat currency. A dollar is intrinsically valueless money used as money just because of government decree. As Robert Kiyosaki puts it, it's fake money. After this major event, gold became legal to hold and it skyrocketed in value. But if you look at it closely, it isn't that gold increased in value per se, it is that the dollar depreciated. The dollar was worth less, so people started buying gold as a storage of value, as an insurance against the depreciation of the dollar. Since 1971 until today, 2020, the dollar has lost around 95% of its value, partly because of inflation since it affects all fiat currency. Just imagine having $1,000 lying in your bank account for years, eroding and losing its value, something that doesn't happen with gold, since it's a storage of value. Apart from inflation, the government has been using quantitative easing, or QE. Simply put, they've been printing paper money for 50 years. To date, around $12 trillion have been printed. This was a radical change since before 1971, the government couldn't print money more than the gold it had available, since the dollar was backed by gold. You couldn't print money if you didn't have the gold for it. However, after President Nixon eliminated this, the government was free to print as much of it as it wanted, since it wasn't backed by anything but air. A lot of countries have been hit hard by printing too much money, Zimbabwe, Argentina, Venezuela, you name it. In 2016, the central bank in Zimbabwe allowed its citizens to exchange the $100 trillion note, which was worth only a measly 40 cents in US dollars. Citizens had to essentially go shopping with wheelbarrows of money, since they could barely afford a loaf of bread which was worth $35 million. Apart from this, the US dollar has lost 95% of its value, China and India are devaluing their currency, and the euro is suffering as well because of Brexit. The latest and biggest news, however, is that the central banks around the world are starting to buy gold again. According to the World Gold Council, in 2018, central banks purchased over 650 tons of gold, the highest since 1971, over 50 years ago. But why are they buying now? What do they know that you don't? And should you buy gold as well? The answer is yes, you should be buying gold. Central banks are holding gold as a storage of value because they fear the depreciation of paper money. The US national debt is around $22 trillion. How much can the dollar take before it bursts? Nobody knows, so people are turning to gold. In 2018, central banks bought a whopping 70% more gold than 2017. Some of the biggest buyers include Russia, China, and India, which are reducing their reliance on the US dollar. Essentially, countries are ditching paper money and buying gold. There was a funny cartoon in the Sunday papers which showed China on one side of the fence and the United States on the other side of the fence, and the United States was throwing gold at China while China was throwing paper money back to them. For many years, China has been the top gold-producing country in the world, next to Australia and Russia. So, what is going to happen with China and Russia when they own most of the gold while the US dollar has lost 95% of its value? They're going to control the real money supply of the world. The banks are actually manipulating the price of gold. They're printing fake money and buying real money, which is gold, hoarding the real money. The mining and discovery of gold and silver is going down, but the demand is going up, especially for silver. Most electronics require silver, and so do renewable energy sources such as solar panels, so it will keep increasing in value. The thing people worry about when talking about holding precious metals is that, since it's a storage of value, the opportunity cost is too high. In other words, why invest in gold that stays the same in value over time and not invest in other income-generating assets such as stocks that give dividends? This is a very common question, and it's basically because gold is not an investment. It's a hedge or insurance against the currency and inflation. You should simply buy gold and silver to diversify your portfolio, since they keep your money safe and increase in times of uncertainty. People compare the profitability of gold with stocks and bonds and choose to buy stocks and bonds because they surpass the value of gold. It's an error of concept. If we do compare the performance of gold, stocks and bonds, you'll see investors turn to gold and bonds when there's a fear in the market and they expect prices for stocks to go down. In the past 30 years, stocks and bonds have outperformed gold. If we take the Dow Jones Industrial Average Market Index for stocks, it increased 1,019%, a 10-year treasury note increased 315%, and gold 280%. However, over the past 15 years, gold has actually outperformed stocks and bonds. It increased 278%, roughly the same as the 30-year-old period, while stocks increased 173% and bonds 65%. Another thing about gold is that there is no counterparty risk, unlike stocks or paper money. In stocks, you don't know if the CEO of a company is going to say something crazy and drive prices down, Elon Musk with Tesla, and the paper money's counterparty risk is the government printing more and more fake money. When you own gold, it's entirely yours, 100%. So how do you buy gold? So there's lots of ways to buy gold. You can buy it physically, but it's quite inconvenient to store and it might get robbed or damaged. The most convenient way, and the one I use myself, is buying gold at the world's largest and most reputable online bullion market, Bullion Vault. Bullion Vault takes care of over $2 billion worth of gold from users around the world. I essentially buy gold and silver at the current market price from buyers and sellers all around the world, and they're kept safe and insured in a storage. The advantage of buying in Bullion Vault are the incredibly low commissions compared to all banks, which include the storage and insurance of your gold. The cost of gold storage is only around 0.12%, which is 10 times less than a bank storage. I've left my affiliate link in the description to the website. You can sign up now and get 4 grams of silver for free. You can also share this link with your friends or family and get benefits as well. So for a quick recap on why you should buy gold. 1. We're experiencing a major crisis and the dollar is greatly depreciating in value. 2. The inflation rate will be increasing because of the $2 trillion economic relief plan. Banks are printing more and more paper money. 3. Central banks around the world are purchasing the largest quantities of gold since 1971. 4. Gold is increasing in value because the dollar is weakening, which means you'll profit from gold and keep your money safe since you hold real money, not paper money. And 5. The bottom line is that you should invest in gold and silver to diversify your portfolio, especially in times of market decline when the price tends to increase. I want to thank Lorenzo Marino for letting me use some of his music. Please check him out on YouTube, he's a magnificent music composer. Please make sure to share this podcast with your friends and family if you found the information useful. Make sure to follow the Gold Block Career podcast for more interesting content. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next time.